2 hours, 3 hours in every morning or every afternoon where it's just like heads down time, close my door, I'm working. I'm actually most productive at night in my apartment by myself watching that television in the background and eating frozen yogurt. That's just like what really works for me. And so I always know that if I come home, I can totally crash on something. I think it's about knowing your rhythms and things that work well for you and things that don't. I'm very much a visual person. So if I have a phone call, I end it and say, great, can we have an email that just summarizes everything we've just talked about so that I can always look back at it and see it again and refer to it later on. I think knowing what you're really good at and knowing what you're bad at is the best time management skill in the world because it builds in just natural structure that emphasizes your strengths.
I think if you look at it personally, I think I always feel like you have to identify what's the one thing that when it is out of control, you feel completely disoriented and make sure to stay on top of that. Some people email, you know, I'm very... very, very focused on keeping my email at a manageable level. Like, you know, most days I'll go to bed and I have less than 20 emails in my inbox because I just feel like I start to feel completely unsettled if I have 500 emails and I go into an office and stand behind somebody who has 10,300 emails and I want to cry for them. But the issue is that person, probably that's not their thing. Their thing may be a cluttered desk, it may be, you know, so I think figuring out from your personal perspective, what is the thing you need to keep under control to feel like, feel grounded and focus on that as you can. And I think for your people, it's, you know, we get a lot in our newsrooms, we do a lot of training on data and video and how to be better on social, and the response we get a lot of the time is, how do you expect me to do all these things? I have less staff than we used to, I can't. And I just go back to, like, you're a journalist, you pick which tools you use for which articles. We're not asking you to do video for every story or record audio for every story or take a picture for every story. We're asking you as a journalist to say, these are the tools I have, pick the one or two that work for every story. So that's how we try to train, and to just say, just pick the right things, pick the right things off the tool belt, and don't, you know, I always use the metaphor of a carpenter goes out with 12 tools on their belt for every job, but they don't go to a job and say, Christ, I haven't used a hammer, what should I hammer? You know, I mean, they use the tools you need to get the job done. And so I think that's how we try to train there. And so from a staff perspective, that's how we try to handle time management, which is don't overwhelm yourself by thinking everything you have has to be used for everything, and let the journalist be a journalist.
I would end up using the abbreviation NRN, no response necessary, which means thank you. Okay, like, you don't have to have the last email, and I have, like, so wanted to always put NRN in my email so that no response necessary. It's like favoriting an email. Favorited, done, dealt with, over, no response necessary.
When you come back after a long day or get off a flight and see that there are 25 responses to the same subject line, the one thing you know about that subject is it's not important. That's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And almost is never, except if it's important enough, people would not be talking about it this much in email. And, you know, so it's kind of like one of those, like, oh boy, so I'm gonna read the last one. So it's just, at some point you just pick up the rhythms of your own psychosis, I guess.